Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi, let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What is up? Sam Crowley, May 5th, Cinco de Mayo, baby. Welcome to the Everyday Saturday podcast. It's great to have you here. Strap on your seatbelt, fasten tight, baby. We're going for a ride for the next 10 minutes or so, talking about you and your dream. Hey, just had a great podcast interview. Yours truly was actually interviewed by one of my coaching clients, Nancy Gaines. She just started her podcast this year. And she's crushing it. I mean, I'm just telling you, she was a new and noteworthy on iTunes and having a great time doing it. Let me tell you, that's what we want to talk about today. It's passion over content, man. Passion over knowledge. Passion over how to. I'm going to get into that and what I told Nancy. I gave her some great coaching advice. Not bragging, just saying I thought it was great. I think it was great. I thought it was pretty good. I'm going to share that with you as well. Before we go any further, my name's Sam Crowley, and you are my motivational prisoner for the next 10 to 12 minutes or so. It's the number one motivational podcast on iTunes. It's the Everyday Saturday Show. If you haven't left a five-star rating, would you please go there now and do it? Or you can listen to this show and do it. Also, make sure you go to everydayissaturday.com. Give us your name and email, not so I can spam your inbox, so I can stay in touch, keep you inspired, cool videos, other content to share with you. To help you on your journey to Saturday, also hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Let me know, what do you want to hear? What do you want to hear for the show? It's your show, baby. I'm just here to make it happen. So, on the interview with Nancy, I was talking about after we stopped the interview, giving some advice on how to get rocking and rolling. I mean, how to become a really successful entrepreneur, but also unique, man. That's the key. Anybody can figure out how to do anything. You want to shoot video, Google it, go to YouTube, watch a video on lighting. Yeah, that's what I did 10 years ago. I watched videos on YouTube about three-point lighting. Wait a minute, I lied. I just realized it was 5 years ago. 5, 10 years, who's keeping track, right? But when I wanted to figure out how to do really good lighting in my for my YouTube videos, I Googled three-point lighting because somebody – I just followed the rabbit trail, just the breadcrumbs out there, how to do lighting. So you have a light, and this isn't a video podcast. I'm just giving you 30 seconds of what I did. I went and bought these halogen lights that contractors use like when they're working in dark spaces, for example. There were 1,000 watts. It was 500-watt bulbs on each side. I bought three of them, put one behind me and two at diagonal 45-degree angles in front of me. Good news is it lit me up. Bad news is it lit me up, like melted my forehead type of hot. I mean, got down where I wasn't using both the lamps anymore. I just used one because literally I felt like my skin was melting off my face and it's like sweating during videos. But you live and learn. I still put the videos out there because the worst thing you can do is have no lighting when you're doing video. But the point is you don't want to just say, I know how to podcast. I've got the best microphone. I've got the best studio. Well, that's great, but if your message sucks, you don't have the best anything. You know what you got? A whole lot of money that you just spent on a show, and you don't even have the best message. So how is it? Whether you're doing podcasting, whether you're doing video, whether you want to be a professional speaker, whether you want to do anything in life, how do you connect with an audience and grow this type of brand? And it goes back to the great saying, Les Brown said it, now I own it, all right? You understand what I'm saying? First you give credit to the person, second time I heard it somewhere, now it's mine. We are all born an original, yet most of us will die a copy. You understand? That's a powerful concept. You were born original. When you're 4, 5, 8, 10, 12 years old, man, you are Teflon. I mean, nothing sticks to you. You are bulletproof. You don't get hurt. Your feelings don't get hurt. You don't worry about what other people think. You're running around with a Superman cape or Wonder Woman or being a Barbie. I mean, I'm just thinking of my girls. They dress up crazy. My kids used to go to Kroger with me dressed up as like Barbie and Cinderella and all this stuff. Now they won't do it. Why? Embarrassed. Now my 9-year-old Paigey, she's a little whacked out. She might still. Yesterday she had these green glasses without any lenses in them, some plastic frame she got off a doll, and she was wearing them around all day, all night. Went over to the neighbors to play, kept her glasses on. I mean, these things got no lenses in them. Like, dude, you realize you're wearing like Mr. Potato Head glasses. You know what I'm talking about? You ever have Mr. Potato Head where you dress them up and you put the glasses? That's what she was wearing. I'm like, okay, I mean, whatever works for you. Have fun. Be you. Be fun. Be original. That's Paige. That's your personality. Now, on the other side of it, those of you that may be in a niche where maybe you're an engineer, you're an accountant, you're talking about people about their finances, or maybe you're some techno geek that's given computer language out there, your audience doesn't want to hear Jay Leno, Joan Rivers. They don't want to be, you know, it's not like you got to be a comedian all the time. This brand that I do, it's just me. It's my personality. This is how I've talked since I was 10 years old, you know, just having a good time, not looking to, you know, spew any type of high intellect grammar on anybody. I'm just looking to make every day Saturday. I want to live every day, man, like I'm dying, like I'm going to be dead at midnight tonight. That's what I want to do. And when I realized that wasn't congruent with the job I had, I just pulled the ripcord, man. See you later. Peace out. But with you, maybe you're an accountant, a financier. Let me give you an example. If you manage millions of dollars in a mutual fund or you're a broker or something like that, I don't want you to be cracking jokes. Every now and again, it might not be a bad idea to lighten things up. Could be good to have a personality. Funny is money. Yeah, that's why I teach my speaking students. Funny is money. You get the audience to laugh. Laughter is good for the soul. You know that. I know that. But we don't laugh enough. But if you are managing $1 million of my money, I don't want you laughing. I want you studying. What's the trend? What are you seeing out there? You know, stay one trick ahead of the dog. I need to know. So if I'm listening to a financial podcast, for example, or watching videos on YouTube, I don't need to be entertained, okay? I don't need bells and whistles. I need your great advice. If you're a techno geek, and I say that lovingly, kind of, look, I can just, the guy that does my web, one of my webmasters, I can just imagine, okay, Phil, great guy. He's a great guy. He's not doing stand-up comedy tomorrow. If he were to do a podcast, then he would be out there teaching, and guys and girls that wanted to eat that stuff up would be riveted. Riveted, man. They'd be holding on to their pocket protector with the horn rim glasses on, man, just jacked up. Like, give me some more HTML code, dude. Oh, my God. WordPress. Oh, Drupal. Ooh, I'm having a... Right? So you got to be you, man. You got to understand that the passion for which you do your job, your business, whatever it is going to separate you from all the other people out there who can't do it. They just can't do it. And another thing Nancy talked about, she was keeping it real on the interview we did. She goes, you know, sometimes, she goes, what's your secret to podcasting every day? Like, you do one or two shows every day and it always sounds like you're on. That's because this is a challenge she has. You're going to have, everybody has, okay? I have it too. I've got green time, I've got yellow time, and I've got red time. And I never, ever do income-producing activities when it's yellow or when it's red. So what's yellow, what's red, what's green? Here we go. We're going to start coding stuff. Sam's going to talk about crazy stuff, green, yellow, red. Well, you know what? You know what I'm going to do? I'm doing another show today, okay? Just go back to iTunes, click play. You'll hear green, yellow, red. And if you follow these steps and you follow this advice, you will be sure to have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.